No spin, just the facts, the questions, the answers. Chris Lynch on News Talk ZB.
So as I was saying, University of Canterbury sociologist Jared Gilbert and the author of this incredible book, by the way, Kiwi Gangs Patched, says similar plans for boot camps have failed in the past. And he's right, you only have to look to some of the evidence, even supported by the government's own chief advisor in science, saying they don't work. And Jared Gilbert now joins us. Good morning.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for your time this morning at such short notice. I know you were quoted as saying that we know quite clearly the effect of such boot camps are quite minimal. Where do you get that evidence based from?
There are a plethora. There is an enormous amount of research done on these types of initiatives because they have been quite popular here and internationally. And the reason they've been quite popular is because they're very easy to understand and instinctively they sound quite good. Give these kids a bit of discipline, get them into the army and straighten them out, and everything will be fine. Unfortunately, the meta studies, so the studies of studies, so you can look at dozens and dozens of them, show that they either have very limited effect, or, strangely enough, they actually increase offending in the population. Now, the shorthand reason for that is that we create fitter, faster criminals, but in reality, we don't actually know why they have that effect. But unfortunately, they do. And so, from a policy point of view, these initiatives just simply don't work.
No doubt you're probably well aware, I mean everybody is really, when you look at some of the appalling violent crime being committed in the city, it seems to be by young people now. Just the case over the weekend of a 16-year-old girl who was picked up by police eventually in Timaru after threatening violence with a knife in a dairy in Lynwood over the weekend. I mean, what do you do with people like that? I mean, the easy answer and the political populist answer would be send her off to boot camp, but as you're saying, it doesn't work.
And there are a couple of things here. Firstly, from a political point of view, it's great. This will garner votes. It speaks to a public that sort of wants these answers, and because they seem logical. So from a political point of view, it's very, very clever. Now, with regard to youth crime, we've got to be really careful here because youth crime is actually down, and it has been for the last 10 years. So we're actually improving there. Now, with regard to what we do, this isn't easy. And what the government is actually proposing here is to deal with some of our most hardened young offenders. So these guys aren't people that have just, fallen off the rails as a bit of a folly or whatever. These guys, these people are very, very hardened young offenders. So they are in an incredibly tricky place. But I tell you this, we don't, and quite rightly, the government said, well, sending them to prison is no good because that doesn't work. And we know that doesn't work because the data shows that. But replacing it with something equally likely to fail just seems a little foolhardy. And it's an extremely expensive foolhardy at that. Remembering that when these young people come out of these boot camps, they will go back into the families and go back into the communities from which they came. And therefore be subjected to the very same social and economic conditions that drove them to crime in the first place. What I'm saying is if we don't solve that, then we won't solve anything, not in the long term anyway.
It sounds like such a namby-pamby solution, but I did read another sociologist report suggesting that you do have to start with solutions based in that local community aspect, where you can't expect to take a young person to prison, Bob's your uncle, they'll be fine. You have to look at the entire local community and figure out why they're committing these crimes in the first place and what support mechanisms they have, if anything, as to why they're committing these crimes.
Yeah, well, the namby-pamby solution, I can't really comment on that. All I can say is that what is best evidence, what is the evidence show? And unfortunately, that is what it does show, so I can't say anything else than that. If the best evidence said if you whip people with their shoelaces, then I'd be in favour of that, probably. Unfortunately, the evidence shows that we've got to front load this. And the government, of course, isn't unfamiliar with this. Simon Powers, when he was the Minister of Justice in the first key government, held an enormous summit with various experts from around the country, and one of the primary findings, uncontroversial findings, was tackling the drivers of crime, so those elements that drive young people into crime, and somehow that just seems to have been forgotten. And actually, when I say it's been forgotten, I think we can all be pretty clear that this is 6 weeks before an election, and this policy is perhaps more about politics than policy.
Yeah, you're probably right. Do you recall what those primary findings were about tackling the drivers of crime, just out of interest?
It's not a great mystery. What we've got here is the usual suspects. So you've got intergenerational unemployment, you've got overcrowded housing, poor health outcomes, failure, educational failure. So what we might call, Chris, just sort of the usual suspects. The problem is those usual suspects seem incredibly difficult to solve.
Jared, while you're on the phone, any thoughts on this other policy to dish out instant fines for parents of young children who are on the streets? I mean, one could assume when I was out with police, the majority of the young people you see that hang around kind of Eastgate who are very, very young, they don't have parents because their parents are in jail. That was what police were telling me. As you say, it's intergenerational.
And this is quite right, and you're well to pick that up. We all need parental responsibility is incredibly important. The primary social control for youth ought be their parents, ought be their family. The fact of the matter is that these kids are out on the streets very late at night, are often safer on the streets than they are in their family. If your mother and father, or if you only have one of those, is addicted to pee or is incredibly violent or is an alcoholic, finding them is not going to solve the problem. Again, it sounds quite good, but in reality, ineffective.
You know,
we have to work with these people. We have to work with these families and get to the root cause of the problems. Not easy, certainly not easy, and I'm not even going to begin to pretend that it is. But by suggesting that we can bring in these simple solutions, like just give it to the army and solve it, well, we're just deluding ourselves.
You know, even some of our callers who I would imagine, Jared, on the right-wing spectrum of politics, they've all said to me that, you know, it's a cheap policy, it's election year. It just seems a bit daft, really.
Well, I think, I'm not surprised by it. I wouldn't be surprised if this had come from a left-wing or a right-wing government because they're both engaged in this type of thing in the past. But I am quite surprised that it's come from Bill English because he has quite rightly gained a reputation as being evidence-led and in quite surprising ways. And in fact, when I began to discover this, I actually went and interviewed Bill, and I've written about this, that he has genuinely got a desire for evidence-led policies. And when he was Minister of Finance, he was actually deeply committed to finding these drivers and actually making surgical sort of efforts to intervene in families and communities to solve them. But, you know, that's not well known, but it's certainly true. But quite clearly in this instance, he's fallen foul of the populists within his party. And let's face it, he probably has an eye on those polls and he thinks this will be a winner. And sadly, it probably will be.
Jared Gilbert, criminologist from the University of Canterbury, thank you very much for your insight this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Cool. Cheers, Chris.